Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I don't watch much of Twitch. Normally, I wouldn't care if they edited or changed the rules a little bit where you can't call somebody a bad name or can't be harsh to another user, because I get that. You know, I'm a kind of libertarian thinking, which is you do you, let me do me, and we're all free to do however we want. But when I started reading into the story a little bit, I know enough about Twitch, even though I've never watched a second on the platform. I know enough about Twitch to know where a lot of its lady gamer Twitch streamers, whatever they call her, Twitchers, I just don't know. I don't watch it. I know where some of these young ladies make the majority of their money. It's from young men who are tuning in to see them have accidents while they're filming and doing so in scantily clad clothes. So when Twitch comes out and it says, we're banning the word simp, I said, okay, well, that's a very specific word. That's a very specific insult. Why would they pick just that word? They didn't come out and say, you can't say it, call somebody, well, you make up the names. It's only this and incel and virgin, those three. So I said, okay, let me talk about this with you guys, because they're not doing it to protect the men, the young men community. They're not trying to protect men from getting insulted. What they're doing is they're trying to protect the girls and their income, and letting these girls continue to make their income. Why? Well, because number one, yay women. But number two, because, well, you see, Twitch gets a portion of what these girls get. So the more young men simping and giving in the money, the more that Twitch makes, as the girls make more money. So let me get recording on this, and then, but what bothers me so much about this is they come across as if, hey, we're just protecting the community, and we're protecting men, and we're doing this for men, and it's to protect, you know, so men don't feel bad if they want to donate or so on. No, the truth of it is they're protecting their own pockets and the women that are getting paid the money that are helping Twitch's own pockets. So here's the headline, Twitch banned simp. But before I read through this article, I want you to, you know, everything that I talk about to you guys is about follow the breadcrumbs, follow the trail. You know, they'll give you something like, oh, hey, here's what we think. And a lot of people will eat that up and they say, okay, well, I guess that's it. And they go about their day. But what you have to do is follow the money, follow the reasoning, follow the purpose, follow why this word, why whatever. And when you start following those, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in your job, whether it's in politics, whether it's in anything, when you start following these breadcrumbs back to the main issue or the main message behind it, that's where you find out the truth of things. And that's what's so important, because then you can start making, and this is kind of that cognitive thinking, that critical thinking that colleges and schools are trying to iron out of everybody, because they don't want you to think on your own two feet and think for yourself. So this is a breadcrumb article, and I want you to see my thought process before we go down through the Twitch ban simp. So from the Urban Dictionary, they say a Twitch, T-H-O-T, I don't know if I can say that on YouTube or not, because they seem to get rid of every video that says anything bad, the T-Hot. So a Twitch, what is it? A girl that is using Twitch TV as near spicy adult video stuff website to get donations from young boys. The girl is fully aware what she's doing, but if someone calls her out, she's going to defend herself by saying that that person is being sexist. Okay? And then they have an example here, and as you look at the video, you can see she's well endowed. She's a blessed, good-looking girl with a very low-cut top and is finding ways to move and you know, it's like the old joke you used to tell to a girl. You say, hey, did you know it's impossible to touch your elbows together? And they say, no, especially if they're in a summer top or something. And they'd say, no, it isn't. I go, I bet you can't do it. And they'd sit there trying to touch their elbows, to which you can actually if you don't have a big bobs. But when they touch your elbows together, they mash their cleavage together and you get to get a good view, and then you get a laugh out of it, right? Well, That's kind of what she's doing here. But as they say, it's these women that are getting donations from young boys that aren't allowed to watch fully fledged adult websites, but they are allowed to convince their mom to unlock and let them watch Twitch or whatever. And they get to see these girls doing this stuff. And then they find ways to donate. I don't know how you'd have any money to donate. I'm old Uncle Joker here. Like I don't know how anybody can that's 12 can have access to a credit card, but they find a way to do it. Or maybe it's guys that are a little bit older, 16, 17, 18, I don't know. But you notice, again, it's donations from young guys, right? And she's fully aware of what she's doing. But if she, now, and this is the phrase to remember, if someone calls her out on it, she's going to defend herself by saying that someone is being sexist. And this has 1,886 upvotes. So almost 2,000 upvotes to 42 downvotes. That's a, you know, 99 point something percent that everybody agrees with her. But remember that phrase that if anybody calls her out, it's being sexist. Now we come over here, and this is from Best Streamer. And again, I don't watch this stuff, but I'm trying to lead you up a narrative because this is important things. Not this particular issue, but on all issues. This is a great example of doing some investigative reading into it. Because this is specifically meant not to help boys. It's to help Twitch, and it's to help these girl streamers, and it's to hurt the guys. And I'll explain why. They say the 12 best Twitch, THOTS, THOTS, of 2020. And they go through here, and these are 12 listings. And look at what some of these girls are wearing. Like mini shorts, low cut. And again, they're cute girls. They're cute young girls. This one looks like she's in a Playboy bunny outfit. This one has just painted her bobs. She's not even wearing a top. And here's the thing. None of them have any video games playing on the screen. Now, maybe some of them do, but it doesn't really look like it in these shots. And they give a bunch of lists. And I'm not calling out any of them because I don't know any of these girls. I don't know any of what they do. This gal is in a little tiny string bikini. This one's in a low cut top, and this one's got a push up and everything else is going on. Like, this is something I would probably expect to see in a gentleman's club, to be honest with you, like girls walking around looking like this. And, there's a gal in some shorts, and, another one, again, mid riff, bobs hanging out. But so there you go. So, but anyway, they give explanations about who's the most popular of these gals. And again, they're doing it to get the donations for the young men. Now let's read the story that's the official one from The Verge. But remember to what I said. Twitch banned simp. Good luck to moderators. And they say here, Twitch will no longer allow streamers and commenters to go around calling one another simps. The term, a recent favorite in the Twitch community that normally refers to men who seem desperate for a woman's attention, will be banned when used as an insult under Twitch's upcoming revamp of its harassment policy. Incel and virgin will be banned as insults too. Very specific. I don't know if they've also banned calling each other like a dinkhead, you know, or whatever. But these are kind of strange insults insults to ban. Twitch COO Sarah Clemens says during a live stream town hall this afternoon, the new policy first spotted by esports consultant Rod Breslau will go into effect on January 22nd and includes stricter rules around sexual harassment and seems to give Twitch more leeway to ban streamers and commenters who make offensive comments. Remember, when the girls were being overly provocative and being called out for it, they said that they were being targeted or harassed. And so now they're saying here's the big picture I want you to if you haven't gotten it there, is that a young boy will be very thirsty for these girls and jump down their throats and say, ooh, I'm really into her and I'd do anything for you and here's some money and here's some money and here's some money. And everybody else goes, simp. And the guy goes, oh, is that a bad thing? Yeah, dude, here's why you don't want to do that. You're just giving her money, but she's giving you nothing and all the things we talk about in our manospheres. And you're just throwing away money and you can go get free stuff on the internet. And don't bother with this. You're just feeding into it. And then that young lady makes less money. And then Twitch makes less money. Now, again, there's nothing official that says this, but why else would they pick these three specific terms? So then they all make less money. So how's Twitch going to create correct this? By making it so you can't shame a guy for giving money and being too thirsty for women. But it's to protect the men, you see. The policy overhaul comes after Twitch was inundated with reports of harassing within its community, within its own community, and had complaints the company had ignored issues for years. Twitch said in June that it was committed to continuing our efforts to make Twitch a safer environment and that a review of its hateful conduct and policies was underway for these three specific, very strange, odd words to ban. It's being banned under a portion of the revamp policy that prohibits derogatory statements about another person's perceived preferences, and that does include negativity targeting another person with focused terms. They're also proactively denying emotes that include all three of these terms as well. The words simp, incel, and virgin will not be banned in all situations. They'll only take action when they're used for harassing, but typically that's how these terms come up on Twitch. We will take action against the terms like simp and cell virgin, specifically when they are used to negatively refer to another person's practices. Using these terms on their own wouldn't lead to an enforcement, but would take action if they were used repeatedly in a harassing manner, Twitch spokesman told Verge. Twitch's updated policy lists a number of banned behaviors relating to this stuff. Among them is a ban on making derogatory statement about another person's... You literally just said the same thing. The policy goes on to say that this would include repeatedly negatively targeting another person with spicy focused terms such as a garden hose or virgin. There aren't details on exactly how Twitch will enforce this, but so on and so on and so forth. So again, you notice now this is a video game watching site primarily. Yet all of a sudden they're having to come up with terms to protect thottery and protect calling these women anything that might be derogatory because of their spicy nature. And any men that want to thirst for them and be simpy towards them all of a sudden, now this is also banned. It's almost as if they want guys to continue to do it, spending their money for this kind of activity, allowing these ladies to get away with being pretty spicy for young, very young men on a video game, originally a video game streaming channel, and maybe it hasn't been that for a while. And on top of that, if you call anyone out for these bad behaviors yourself by saying, hey, she's being a garden hose, or you're being a simp for throwing money at her, they're going to specifically ban you because it keeps the women from making money and keeps Twitch from getting their cuts. Is this 100% guaranteed? No. But why would you just pick these specific terms and put it under a harassing policy centered around sexual in nature? All right, before I forget the dating profile of the day, let me bring one up here and then I'll do my sign off. I almost forgot. I can't believe I almost forgot the dating profile of the day, even though I've already done a video today. This is from a young gal who is, when I say young gal, that's just anybody that's younger than me. I tend to refer like that because if I were to call her an old lady and she's 11 years younger than I am, that doesn't work. So, but this is from a fresh-faced 37-year-old with dreadlocks. And she says, too many men try to approach a woman they can't afford. I don't want to talk to the poor. I think it's a waste of time. That is her entire profile. Maybe should I mention that the dreads or the rose, whatever it, she, it looks like it's dreads, but braided hair. Should I mention that the color from here down to the end of it is green? You know, green signals poisonous in nature. Maybe that should be a warning for you guys. But Miss Thing here, apparently if you're don't approach a woman you can't afford. Now, if you were to ask me, no man can afford any women. Because in the end, they all end up costing you so much. But don't talk to women you can't afford. I don't want to talk to the poor. I think it's a waste of time. Now, I'm sure this woman is a CEO, you know, worth millions of dollars, drives around in her Bugatti Veyron, and sleeps at night on a mattress of cash. I'm sure that she is one of the elite and doesn't want to talk to anyone beneath her. I can't imagine she'd be like, you know, your average person but is just shooting for a rich guy, and she is a bit of a digger. I can't imagine that. Who knows? But I thought this would tie in well with the fact that it's money and gals protecting money. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, you know, they'll say it's to protect guys from being called bad names, or that it's to protect the community, but it's not. It's to protect the company. It's to protect their cash cows. It's to protect the women that are getting all these donations of tens and thousands of dollars of cash money. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go over to join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got the forums. We've got about almost 5,000 members over there now. You can direct message me there. I do reply back because it's a smaller community and it's easier to get through. Where on my Instagram and in my emails and everything else, I just can't make it through because I've got thousands and thousands of you. But hey, support me for $5 a month over there, and it's a smaller community, so I'll be able to get back to you until I get too big over there. Heaven help me if I do. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about protecting the young men. It's about letting the ladies make their money, letting Twitch get its cut, and but then they'll say it's all for the protection of men.